Welcome back to Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Pushing through a Thursday afternoon, and it's time now for our Champions of Education series brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing worldwide organization. Nordson Corporation helping build products the world uses every day. Today, we are spotlighting Wellington on our Champions of Education series, and here with us now is the superintendent at Wellington, Ed Weber. Ed, thank you so much for giving us some of your time. How are you?
Great, and thank you.
Well, I want to begin by pointing at something that the city as a whole is going to celebrate in 2018, the Wellington Bicentennial. How does the school system intend to participate? Any early ideas in the process?
Well, I mean, the site of the Bicentennial Park that's being dedicated is the former location of our middle school, McCormick Middle School. And so that land for that park was sold to the village for $1, and we will be participating both with our bands and choirs and school groups in its dedication as part of the bicentennial. They'll be giving it a new name.
Very cool stuff. And you guys also, I was reading earlier today, you offer an incredible 25% match on contributions to Child's College Advantage 529 Savings Plan. That's an unbelievable number. How are you guys able to do that?
Well, we have an endowment. So the Wellington Schools Endowment Fund provides money for grants to classroom teachers for projects they want to do in their classroom, and also makes this 25% savings match to parents to support sending their children to college.
And obviously that's something that you guys have done all the way beginning at kindergarten. You were telling me earlier that's a kindergarten through grade 12. That's K through 12?
That's correct. So we start our kindergartens with a kindergarten to college night, and we showcase a college fair for them. And as part of that, we also have a 529 table or booth to have parents sign up for that account. Uniquely enough, our Wellington Kiwanis contributed to every child in the school system the opening deposit. So that was $50. So every kid was given a $50 scholarship from Kiwanis just to open up their account. And then, of course, the endowment would do a 25% match on that.
Again, we're talking with Wellington Superintendent Ed Weber here on our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Ed, you made a couple of hires over the summertime. You're able to bring in Dr. Lynn Shields, Director of Student Services, and Mr. Nathan Baxendale. He is the new principal at McCormick. What can you tell us about these two individuals?
Both highly dedicated, hardworking, and talented individuals who have a passion for serving others. We're delighted they're here, and they're already hard at work in their various departments making a difference.
And what stood out about those two individuals and bringing them in over the summertime?
I think their depth of knowledge in their content area, special education for Dr. Shields, and the opportunities they could make available for our students.
Well, the school system did something pretty impressive recently, increasing its performance index by 7%. So for those who aren't familiar with what that means, what does it mean exactly, and, you know, what kind of work went into increasing the number that much?
Well, I mean, when you I've heard that your performance index is often looked at as like your credit score. So it's a number that tells you how healthy your school is doing academically. And our score over last year is up 7%. And that is a direct contribution from our teachers and our reading and math curriculum. And we hope to even beat that percentage as we go into the new school year. I would highlight that the 7% puts us as the second fastest growing or second most improved school in Lorain County. And next year I'd like to be back on your series telling you that we have moved into the first place with the fastest improving school system.
What are some of the main key contributors to improving that index by 7%? Because it sounds like a very large improvement from one year to the next. What are some of the main contributors to that?
Well, for us, it was really building out a scope and sequence and a curriculum map for teachers to align the teaching in the classroom to what the state standards were for that subject area. And the better you teach to the standards, the more prepared the students are for success on those exams. So professional development with our faculty in aligning their lesson plans to the standard for that subject matter, English, math, social studies, and science.
Again, we are talking with Wellington Superintendent Ed Weber here on our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series. Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing worldwide organization. And before we came on the air here, you were telling me earlier, Ed, about the 21st century grants that you were really excited about. If you could kind of elaborate on that and give our listeners an idea as to what that is.
Well, each year, when funding is available, there's a competitive grant application where you could submit a project to the Ohio Department of Education, generally in June. These projects are due, and the state will award funding based on the rigor or the scoring of the project. So if 500 projects were sent, the state would select so many of those to be funded based on their scoring system of projects they felt would be the most successful. So we submitted two, one in partnership with the Boys and Girls Club of Lorain County for $1 million over 5 years to embed in our elementary and in our middle school a Boys and Girls Club to support after-school activities, including academic supports, recreation, arts and crafts, power hour to help with homework, and a mentoring program. And so for the next 5 years, we will have that program at no cost at all for our families. Our second proposal, and we were able to get both proposals funded, was a college and career proposal for our high school. And this was to offer after-school ACT and SAT tutoring, college tours, financial aid nights, to make sure our students are as best prepared for success on college entrance exams. That was also for $1 million over 5 years. So those projects in themselves just really are opening our schools up every day after school for expanded opportunities for our children.
That's really cool stuff. And to go back to some of the activities that will be available now to these kids after school, which obviously is a very important time. I think we all think about what's going on when you're in school. But look, a lot of times when you leave school, you just don't know what each individual is going to get into. What kinds of activities are made available because of these grants and these after-school activities?
Well, at the high school, ACT and SAT prep classes and college tours. And at our middle school and at our elementary school, we have sports and recreation, we have arts and crafts, we have power hour. We also serve a hot dinner every night to all of the club participants, and all of that is at no cost to our families.
Very beneficial programs. It sounds like the entire district is able to take advantage. No question about that. Well, Ed, thank you so much for spending some time with us here and giving us the inside scoop on what's happening with the Wellington school system. Sounds like things are certainly looking up for you guys. And again, we appreciate the time.
Thank you. And thank you for highlighting Wellington Village Schools. And we'd like to ask you to join us in catching the spirit for our school success.
Absolutely. Again, that is Ed Weber, Wellington Superintendent, joining us here on the Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series. Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing, worldwide organization helping build products the world uses every day. We are going to step aside and take a quick commercial break, but we'll come back with more after this. It's Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL.